A vagabond is being the adventure. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A vagabond is being the adventure. How many times have you walked down the street with absolutely nothing on your mind? Or you went to the park with absolutely nothing on your mind? You were living with nothing on your mind. You just were being yourself and having fun. How many times have you done that? Well, most of the time we've got something on our mind. And what we have on our mind is that which consumes us, that which owns us and possesses us. Now, what owns and possesses you? What kind of a vagabond would you be? A person who has no other responsibility except just to go and find pleasure in life. What kind of vagabond would you be? Would you be a vagabond that would get yourself a house? Would you be a vagabond that would get yourself a car? Would you be a vagabond that gets yourself some good walking shoes or running shoes? Would you be a vagabond who ties yourself down to some organization and you're beholden to their program? Or are you a vagabond who has some imagination and has dreams and goes out and expresses them however it's best for you to do so? How is it best for us to be a vagabond? For us to be a vagabond requires that we be unencumbered by anything. We be free to walk however we feel we want to walk. To walk in the light of our own inner self, where we feel peace and love and contentment, that's kind of nice. That's kind of a nice vagabond attitude. Well, then, why is it more people don't do that? Well, more people do not walk the vagabond journey because they are told that's irresponsible. They are told that they're not taking their responsibility for life. I received a lovely little poem with a puppy dog and a baby from someone on the email. And in it, it was the traditional religious attitude, which said that God gives us his mercies and these other beautiful things. And I sort of rewrote it for my own pleasure. And then I thought to myself, well, now, what will she think if she sees what I've done to her poem? Now, it's not her poem, it's a poem she picked up someplace. But what will she think when she sees what I've done to him? And then I said to myself, I'm a vagabond. I don't really care. I do everything that I'm guided to do and do it happily and wonderfully. And I do it because I enjoy it. Now, maybe after I redo it, I think, there's a better way even to do it. So then I do it again. And if I do it again and I find there's a better way to do it, then I do it again. I'm not tied to anything that I've done. I'm a vagabond. And a vagabond also does not care whether people pay attention to them, does not care whether their words are listened to, does not care whether they got clothes on their back or not, does not care if they have a house to live in or not. They do not care if they have food to eat or not. Really, a vagabond doesn't care. A vagabond always has everything. I guess Jesus was our primary vagabond. He was born without a bed to live in, a manger to live in, or whatever, and he is without a home. In his adult life, he didn't have a home. His mother and father, he didn't go to live with them. He lived with his disciples and did whatever it was that he did. But he had no responsibility. And you know what Jesus was doing? And this is something that is hard for all of us to realize. Jesus was doing his own thing. Whatever pleased him, he did. He did not follow the Old Testament. He did not follow some other cult. He only followed the cult of his own teaching of but he believed about himself being himself and having fun. That's all he did. And he didn't care if anybody listened to him or not. He just went out and just had a ball. And people followed him. And sure, he went to choose different people because he was tuned in to their magic. He was tuned in to their psyche and brought them into his teaching. A lot of people he had tuned into weren't ready to make the move. Like the rich man, he wasn't ready to make the move because he wasn't ready to give up everything he had to follow that teaching that Jesus was giving. Now, are you ready to be a vagabond, to be irresponsible, to follow what your heart tells you to follow, and not to follow what society says, what humanity says? Now, humanity is a little better than society. Society is a bunch of picky rules by which they govern themselves. Humanity is more general type rules, love your neighbor and sort of speak like that. Society says you should not pick your nose in public and all these other things, you know. And that's not important at all. The important thing is to be yourself. To be yourself and have fun. Now, who is yourself? Is yourself a vagabond that wants to walk the ways of the world with no possessions, with no responsibilities, with nothing? After the Great Depression in the United States, or during it, many people were astounded with what happened to other people. Because there were university professors who were highly respected and highly thought of who lost their job. The university went out of business. There were university professors who were fired because they had no way to keep them because there was no money. And there were medical doctors whose practice just fell flat because people didn't pay the bills. And he couldn't continue doing his practice for people who didn't pay his bills, and so on and so on. And so what did these people do? They became what were called tramps. A tramp is an adventurer. Adventurer is a little nicer word for it. But a tramp is someone who has no visible means of support of any kind. I know when I hitchhiked around the United States after I got out of the Navy, after the Second World War, I was just having a wonderful time. And of course, I did like every other stupid person did. I kept my money in my shoe. Well, now that's the first place that anybody with any thoughtfulness would look, in your shoe, you know. But no one ever took anything from me. And I traveled everywhere, but I always had enough money in my shoe so that I could take a plane or a train, mainly train, or a bus to go home if I needed to, because I did not want to be a burden to anybody. And so that when I was picked up by the police, as they often did, and if you had money, you're okay. They wouldn't put you in jail. If you didn't have money, they put you in jail as a vagrant and as a bum, as a tramp, you know, because they didn't want you, because tramps were noted for going out and taking things that didn't belong to them, you know, like going to the window of the house and taking the pie out of the window. You say, well, they were hungry. That's right, but that's not their pie. That's not their pie. That's the principle. And it's something very important. So a vagabond doesn't do that. If he doesn't have anything to eat, he doesn't eat. Or he eats the weeds of the grass, you know, weeds of the field, whatever. And this is a true vagabond. Mark and I were vagabonds as we started out the University of Healing, because I had a wonderful salary with the Andromeda, and when I left there, I had taken the vow of poverty, and I had no money. And so I started out a business. Everybody starts a business with no money. And little by little, the business grew, but we had to eat. And so we would take whatever we could find in the nature, in the 80 acres that we were living at. 80 acres, yeah. And we would eat that stuff, and we survived very nicely. In fact, we had very good physiques and very good figures because we ate stuff that was beneficial to us. Well, as things progressed, money came in, and that was nice. Not much, but it came in. And nobody can appreciate what we did because nobody cares. And nobody is as dedicated as what we were because everybody has to, well, if it won't work, I'll go get a job someplace. But we didn't do that. We knew it would work. And so we stayed with it. We did not take any outside employment. I could have taken different churches all over the country that would have taken me as a minister and paid me very well. And I could have done it, but then I'd be doing their thing. And I had my dream, and I wanted to do my thing. And this is what a vagabond does. He has his dream of being unencumbered, and he does what turns him on. And this is the thing that makes for really a master in their world. Someone who does what appeals to them and who does not blame anybody else for the lack of success they're having in the process of coming aware. How many times did Edison make a mistake before he finally got the light bulb? Many, many times. How many times did Einstein make a mistake before he finally figured out the theory of relativity? Many times. But always his thinking was supreme. His thinking was magnificent, always. And you see, if you're one-pointed, and if you have your dream, and if you're a vagabond, Einstein would be a perfect vagabond. Because he had no interest in anything. He did many things. He was invited to be professor at different schools because he had a brilliant mind. But it didn't bother him, didn't mean anything to him. And so with many others, many others. Now, what about you? Do you have a dream that is more important to you than anything in the world? I doubt it. Do you have a dream that says to you that whatever it is that you want to accomplish, you can do it? Do you have a dream that says to you, I want to be a spiritual master? Do you have a dream that says to you, I want to speak my word and manifest my thought perfectly at every point? Or are these just wishes and wants? Are these just things you see other people doing? Maybe you don't even see other people doing it. Because if you did see other people doing it, it'd be easy for you. But we don't look. We don't look. We don't look. We see people like what's his name? The magician, you know.
David Copperfield.
We see him. And we think, oh my goodness, you know, that's just a joke that's not real. But it looks real. He could have fooled us because we believed in it. Now, maybe it's more real than we know. Maybe it's more real than we know. And maybe we should start having some dreams. We should start having some thoughts, some ideals, some paths that we want to walk. I say these things so often, but maybe we should. What's your dream for yourself? What's your desire for yourself? What's your magic for yourself? Is your magic for yourself to walk somebody else's path or to walk your path? And if it's to walk your path, who's going to pay the tariff? A lot of people come to the university here and start their churches and say, you have to support us. And we say, no way. That's your church. Well, if it's my church and you're not going to support me, I don't want to affiliate with you. Go right ahead. You're free to do that. And what do? Nothing. But everyone who really follows what we tell them to do is themselves illumined, is themselves a perfect vagabond, enjoying life as they never dreamed possible before. Yeah, I look at a lot of these people that go off on these tangents and think that someone else should support them, and they get somebody to support them. And then what? In Anne of Green Gables, the aunt, the rich aunt, her dream was to be rich, and so she became rich. And then she realized she was missing something, a relationship. And so at the time she woke up that she was missing a relationship, she said to herself, how do I find someone who is interested in me as a person and not me as a money? because a lot of people would fall in love with her for her money, which is true for a lot of people. So what is your dream? What is your dream? Now, could she have had both? And the answer is no. There's no way that you can have two masters. And you have two masters when you have, you want human relationships, or you want money, or you want this. Every time human relationships come into it on a very strong level, the business activity, you might say, or the goals and the dreams drift away. They have to, because you cannot give 100% of yourself to your goal or your dream if you're going to be married. Now, I'm not against marriage in the slightest. That can be a goal and a dream, and a wonderful one. But if your goal is to walk your spiritual path, then you cannot have anyone holding on to you, because they will say, oh, you study so hard. Come on, let's take a break. You're doing this too much. Let's go take a break. Because they want your attention. And they deserve your attention because you have formed a relationship with them. And you owe them your attention because you formed a relationship. You said, I promise to spend some time with you. And that's the way you have to think about these things. But pay attention to yourself. A vagabond is being the adventurer. And what is the adventure? The adventure is walking your perfect path, doing your perfect thing in a perfect way that makes you happy. And I am still looking for people who want to be a vagabond and enjoy the adventure of walking their spiritual path in wonderful, powerful, dynamic ways. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.